We are at the very end of Simin Shin Lamed Daled. We're up to Sif Chav Zayin, and we'll be doing that as well as the first Sif of Shin Lamed Hei. Sif Chav Zayin, Gacheles Hamunachas B'mokum Sharabim Nizokin Bo. A piece of coal. You know, it's a glowing piece of coal that is sitting in a place that people are passing by and getting hurt. Yochel Lachaboso. You are allowed to extinguish it on Shabbos. We're not talking about Sakonis Nefoshes here. We're talking about where people are getting hurt. Whether it is metal, where many hold that a gachela shel mateches is only eish derabbanon, beini shel eitz, or it's wood, where that's definitely eish doraisa. The halacha is that in either case you are allowed to extinguish it. The reason, because kibui is malacha she'ein sricha lagufa. The malacha of kibui in the Mishkan is to create charcoal. I'm putting out the fire so that I will now get coals on which you can do all kinds of things. Whereas over here, I'm putting out the fire, I'm extinguishing it to get rid of the fire. I don't want a fire there altogether. That is getting rid of something unwanted. That is malacha shein sricha lagufa. That's not what they did when they were building the Mishkan. Now, in malacha shein sricha lagufa, which is a derabbanon, they were matir at the mokum hezeka derabim. Vaharambam osur b'shel eitz. The Rambam shita is that malacha shein sricha lagufa is osur midaraisa. Memela, according to the Rambam, there's no heter of hezeka derabim. Lahalacha, there's a big machlokas achronim how the mechaber actually paskins. The gra holds that the mechaber was later choser, and he really paskins like the Rambam. Whereas the Mishnah Brura holds that the Mechaber holds Mi'ikar Adin like Rov Rishonim, and that Malacha Shein Sricha Lagufa is only a Drabanan and is Mutter B'Makam Ezeka Derabim. Now, even according to the Rambam, that's only a Gachela Shel Eitz, but a Gachela Shel Matchis, which is only a Drabanan, the Halach is that they were Materit. Now, the Poskim ask, why is it Mutter with Mateches? There's an Isser of Mitzarif. Metal that is hot is soft. When you cool it down quickly by pouring cold water on it, you're actually strengthening the metal. So they ask, why is it mutter here? That's the malacha of mitzarif. And they answer that it's eno miskaven here for tziruf altogether, so that they were materit. And that is that in malacha Shabbos, eno miskaven is never a doraisa. The Mishnah Brura points out that kibui is only done as a last resort. If you can possibly carry it away, you are mechuyev to do that. Now, as far as the details of Malacha Shein Sricha Lagufa and where the Mishnah Brura and the Gra are coming from, we will be seeing them a little later. Shin Lamed Hei Sif Aleph Chavish Shel Nishpura. A barrel that breaks. So the barrel is breaking. There's food leaking out of it. Matzilin mimena mozen sholosh sudis. Chazal were matir for you to save mozen of three meals. This is the same halacha we had for saving food from a burning house, where if it's Friday night, you save three. If it's Shabbos morning, two. If Shabbos afternoon, one. Afilu bekelim harbe. Even in many different kelim. Whereas if it's in one kli, you can take as much as you want within that kli. You can tell other people, go and save yourselves three sudas from this. As long as he is not allowing for the liquid that's pouring out of these barrels to be absorbed into some kind of cloth, tahainu. That you do not go and put a cloth there to direct where it's going to drip. Gzera shemi yischot, as a gzera that you're actually going to squeeze out the cloth. Vafilu im yeshlo beis achiza, even though it has a handle. Now we learned that a sponge with a handle is considered like a bottle, and that there is no isser of schit on it on Shabbos. Nevertheless, here it's usur. Why is that? Because Chazal wanted to make a heker. The lekel chashash schita usur shlo yasek der shosu b'chol. In order that there be a difference between the way it's done b'chol and here, so that you're not going to end up carrying into the Rishus HaRabim. You cannot go and try to collect the oil from the inside of the keli. This is only talking about a barrel that broke open, and if you don't act quick, you're going to lose all your money. So there you're going to lose your mind, and we're afraid that you're going to end up fixing the barrel on Shabbos. Avalim nistak, whereas if it only has a split in it, vovit tiftif, and it's only moving out slowly, shein or bol kolkach, you don't lose your mind. Mutar lahatzel bekelim, you're allowed to save it by way of kelim. Liklot ulitzarif, you're allowed to catch whatever's leaking and then put it all together in a kli. So according to this shita, the halacha will be that a barrel that hasn't broken completely, there's only a leak, there are no restrictions. There are those who say that this is only talking about from one chotzer to another, meaning from my chotzer to another one, even if we were ma'ariv between the two of us. But Chazal canceled the eruv, where they're afraid that you're going to forget yourself, that you're going to be all shaken up, because then you'll end up carrying to the Rishus HaRabim also. Where's another house, a house meaning a place with a roof over it. There the halach is matzilim b'chol inyan. K'mon she'ez bar liel gabed leika. Why is this? Because there is no gzera. Now, Lamaisa, the Taz doesn't really like this heter. But he's moda that if it's to your own chotzer, that there Chazal did not make a gzera, since even in the case of fire, we ended up being megal, that you're allowed to carry into your own chotzer. Now, this whole halacha is whether it already spilled on the ground or it's on its way. This is all as a gzera that you're going to end up carrying in the Rishus HaRabim, or you're going to fix the barrel. Some say that if the barrel already poured out on the ground and now you're collecting it from the ground, you're not bohul anymore. The behilus is you're trying to protect it from spilling on the ground. But if it already reached the ground, there's no reason for behilus. So the Mishnah Berurah says it could be that we could be makel in our Rishus HaRabims, which are not complete Rishus HaRabims. And the Trumas Adeshin is matur if you're just going to put it into small cups. You're not going to gather it all up together.